U.S. Postal Service to work with DOGE on fixing broken business model. By Amy Furr on March 14, 2025. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has agreed to work with the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, on reforms at the United States Postal Service, USPS. In a letter to Congress on Thursday, DeJoy said he is planning to slash 10,000 employees and billions of dollars from the agency's budget, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Fox News reported he has signed an agreement with the General Services Administration and said USPS has a broken business model that was not financially sustainable without critically necessary and core change. DeJoy's letter continued. Fixing a broken organization that had experienced close to $100 billion in losses and was projected to lose another $200 billion, without a bankruptcy proceeding, is a daunting task. Fixing a heavily legislated and overly regulated organization is massive, important, cherished, misunderstood and debated as the United States Postal Service, with such a broken business model, is even more difficult. The news comes after DeJoy said in February he intended to step down from his role and requested the Postal Service Board of Governors start looking for a replacement, according to the AP. DeJoy, a Republican donor who owned a logistics business, was appointed to lead USPS during Trump's first term in 2020. He has faced repeated challenges during his tenure, including the COVID-19 pandemic, surges in mail and election ballots and efforts to stem losses through cost and service cuts, Thursday's AP article said. There are currently 640,000 people working for the USPS. The job cuts are expected to take place in the coming 30 days via voluntary early retirement program. In December, then-President-elect Donald Trump was reportedly considering privatizing the USPS. A few months later in February, House Oversight Committee Democrats began worrying over comments Trump made about reforming the agency, per Breitbart News. Trump said, "We want to have a post office that works well and doesn't lose massive amounts of money, and we're thinking about doing that. And it will be a form of a merger, but it'll remain the Postal Service. And I think it'll operate a lot better than it has been over the years." As DOGE works to cut government waste, its own calculations revealed it has saved taxpayers $105 billion thus far, per Breitbart News.